Hello, I'm Kim, and you guys are 25 minutes closer to happy hour, so we'll hopefully not put you to sleep here. So we're going to talk about, I'm from Washington State Department of Health, and we're going to talk about an electronic case reporting pilot with a clinical partner who we have here in the flesh, which is really exciting. Yeah. I'm a part of the SUNB team at Washington State Department of Health. That's the STD Surveillance Network. We're a SUNB grant recipient, and one of the goals of the SUNB is to advance electronic case reporting through this pilot. Our clinical partner is Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and Hawaiian Islands. I will call them Planned Parenthood from here on out. And they use NextGen, and we'll hear a little bit more about their experience with NextGen in a minute. So the goals of the partnership in advancing ECR are to use the existing capabilities of the certified EHR technology. We wanted to avoid custom methods and building one-off solutions like a custom HL7 interface. And we wanted to analyze the reports that we received from Planned Parenthood for content in comparison to the paper case reports that we currently receive. We wanted to look at the format, so where we get the information that we're looking for, and any gaps between the CCD, which is the type of document that we received, and the current paper case reports that we get.
So I'm the willing clinical partner, apparently. I also, being at my very first epidemiology conference, have decided that we really should have a Zika drinking game. Like every time you hear I heard Zika, and I was like, if someone hasn't invented it yet, yeah. So Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest and the Hawaiian Islands, we win for longest Planned Parenthood affiliate name. We are currently using 2014 edition certified EHR technology. So the Office of the National Coordinator, of course, puts out standards, and then your EHR vendor can get that certified to a certain level of technology, and it's primarily for meaningful use, right? So if I'm not using certified technology, I can't say I'm using it in a meaningful way. I can't get all that money. So those standards include standards for generating and sending sets of information about patients. They have to be able to create a human-readable clinical summary. They have to be able to create and transmit that transition of care summary. And then they also have to create an export set of summaries, meaning you could send a whole bunch at once, right? What are we doing, tapping that one? But they don't say it has to be easy, which we found, which was really the big challenge in this was we're part of this demonstration project. We need to send data to our Department of Health. Great. I've got certified technology. This should be like a half an hour of my time, right? But pretty much the experience was just like, wait, what? Every step along the way. There were two the main drop-down menu in our EHR system said file, export patient documents. I want to do that. Yes. Okay. File, generate CCD. That's the document I want to generate. Wonderful. I'm on it. So easy. It's going to be amazing. None of those actually did anything. When I clicked them, my dad stopped me at this point when we were doing our presentation and said, what do you mean they didn't do anything? I mean, I was like, they literally did nothing. Like, nothing happened. No pop-up, no you did something wrong, you got the wrong patient, nothing, okay? So it turns out that in order for, within our certified technology, in order to generate those documents that they're certified, that says they have to generate, I need to make sure that this special utility is all set up. Okay, got it. I'm going to learn about this utility. I'm going to read the 4,900-page guide. We are going to be on this. But wait, it will only create a CCR for me. Why will it only create a CCR? Well, and so I go to Rita and Kim and Julie at the Department of Health. You guys want a CCR? No, that's old technology. We don't want that. We want a CCD.
It's not a CDA document.
See, there you go. It's not a CDA. Okay, so well, now what? So it turns out, in addition to this new utility that I had to learn about and make sure it was installed and we have it enabled and we have it set up, I also have to tell my system that I'm going to send the data somewhere, even though I don't want to send the data somewhere. So it needed a URL in the system in order to enable the generating of the document. Well, I'm not sending the document next gen, I just want to generate the document. Doesn't matter if we have a destination for it to go to. So that was a real, it just, wait, what? It just, over and over, every step along the way. And, you know, pretty savvy with our system. So it was just ongoing, wait, what? So that was my clinic, being a clinical partner on this. I thought this was like the easiest thing, out-of-the-box technology, and it was really not. So now I finally got everything enabled, and I convinced the system that it was going to send it somewhere, even though I didn't send it somewhere. We were finally able to get the information to Kim so she can talk about what she got.
Yes, and chronologically, this is also about the point that I joined the team, so this is very appropriate in August, I suppose. So what we wanted to, the challenge that was set out was PACLOS is the crossover between the paper case report, and the CCD, which is what we did finally receive from Planned Parenthood. So we heard that it was quite a challenge to get the out-of-the-box EHR software, which was certified, to produce and send the CCDs, but we did get 25 CCDs, which is a type of CCDA, and we got them via SFTP platform. And that was all thanks to Rita and her work. Again, I joined at about this point. And hopefully you were able to see Rita's presentation yesterday and you understand a little bit better now. So the continuity of care document is what the type of document that we received. That's a CCDA, which is under the CDA. So we won't go into any more detail than that here, though. So Mary pulled patient reports from between January and March of 2015, and in that group of reports, she looked for follow-up plans in the EHR for lab positive chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis. That included lab positive of those three conditions, and then took a random selection of 25 cases, which is what we got. So we're actually going to go into a little bit of detail here. So the paper case report section is what you see on the left there. And these are very crudely bucketed into sections. And we wanted to know, is it collected in the CCD, and how can we get it? And then you see some exceptions there. So all the things that are in, so we are comfortable with the patient information that we get. We know where it is in the CCD. It matches the information that we say that we need on the paper case report. The pregnancy status, reason for exam, HIV tested and status, diagnosis and site, and treatment are all areas that weren't exactly straightforward, but we get the information. We just have to kind of figure out how to get it. The partner management plan was not collected in the CCD, so we're not going to touch that today. Okay, so we'll start with, was the patient HIV tested at this visit? So that's the question, that's the piece of information that we want based on our paper case report. We find this information in the procedures section, which is build procedures, and you can see the HIV test on the bottom row there, and then you see the result in the results section of the CCD. The information that we're not going to get out of this is whether the patient's a previous positive. So we're only going to know if they're HIV positive or negative if they were tested at the clinical encounter that's associated with the case report that we receive. We might expect to find this in the problem list, but we did not receive problem list in the reports that we received in this batch of cases from Planned Parenthood. All right. The second section, reason for exam. So the information we're looking for is whether the patient came in because they're symptomatic, if it's a routine exam, so is it a screening, or were they exposed to the infection? And the two places we'll see this is under the chief complaint and reason for visit section. So chief complaint and reason for visit contains the most, the chief complaint for the most recent encounter only. You see the chief complaint for previous encounters under the encounters section. So if there was a follow-up call and the reason was not included in the follow-up call, for example, to report or to call the patient and let them know if they're diagnosed, the lab result, then we're not going to see that there. We have to look in the encounter section to see where that is, which means that we need to know the encounter that's associated with the diagnosis. Okay, next question. If female pregnant. Similar to the HIV question, we're going to not know the status is not reported. So if the patient was previously pregnant and is not tested at this visit, then we don't have a way of knowing that. We do know if she was tested at one of the encounters associated with this case report by looking at the procedures section. And then we're not going to see the lab result we're not going to see the result in the lab results section, which is where we might expect to see it, because it is a test that's completed within the clinic.
Correct.
Yeah. So you see that under the diagnosis column of the encounters section. Pregnancy test positive. Okay, so then we get to the actual diagnosis. So we'll look at chlamydia here today. So the first place we'll see it is in the results section. We can see that a chlamydia lab was ordered. This will tell us what positive or negative, and it'll also indicate the site. So the information we're interested about the diagnosis is what type of presentation was the diagnosis and where and the site of the diagnosis. The only issue that we had with this in the CCDs is that we were expecting a LOINC code, and as you can see there in the red circle, we didn't receive a LOINC code. So that's being corrected in our next.
Probably about half of them didn't have a LOINC code.
Yeah.
Is that
so,
right? Because of how we had our system set up.
Yeah, so a little bit of back and forth, which is one of the things that we want to take away from this experience. Okay, so the next place we'll find information, and you'll see that we need to get information on the diagnosis in several sections from the CCD. So the next place is in the encounter section, and this is where we'll see the actual diagnosis, and that will be in an ICD-9 code. And this will also inform some of the presentation of the diagnosis. So pelvic inflammatory disease is going to come up as a separate ICD-9 code, which informs that highlighted yellow box on the diagnosis section. It's not going to tell us asymptomatic versus symptomatic, so the questions on the paper case report kind of get parsed out, and we have to answer them in a different way than we might while filling it out with pen and paper. So we'll look at that asymptomatic versus symptomatic, which also crosses over with the some of the question for the reason for exam, where we're looking for symptomatic versus did they come in for a screening or was it a routine exam and it was a screening, or were they exposed to the infection? And we're going to find this information in the chief complaint and reason for visit section, which could uniquely, it didn't in this case, but also something that we'll work on in our next phase, could uniquely indicate whether they came in because they were symptomatic, whether there was an exposure, or whether it was a screening. All right, the last section that we'll talk about today is treatment. So this one was actually relatively straightforward. The only inference that we need to make here is to match the data diagnosis with the effective dates of the medication. What we're receiving here is we know what medications to look for in association with the conditions that we're interested in. We received these within RX norm codes, and they actually contain the RX norm code. So the only kind of figuring that we need to do here is to look at that the date that's associated with the diagnosis on the in the encounters section, figure out what the window is that we would look for a medication effective date in, so which is doable. So this is a summary of what same slide that we saw before, just with the added column of what standard we might have seen the information in. So as you can see, that diagnosis and site section requires a little bit of figuring out. We need to look in three different sections to get the information that we're looking for in those two boxes, which is the presentation of the diagnosis and the site of the diagnosis. Other than that, the only correction with the standards is that we'll get those link codes. Okay, so kind of coming back to the very beginning, started with a challenge of getting the documents out of the EHR, which we did finally do, but we want to recognize that that was, in fact, a task in itself. And then when we did get the documents, we found that most of the information was there, but we need to, there's some inference that's required. So it's not going to be exactly the paper case report, the same. The information is not going to be in the same exact spot and in the same exact format as you're used to receiving it. So do we think it's worth it to move forward with this endeavor? So we think so, because we think it's meaningful work and that it will progress and make both of our lives easier. But that getting it right requires, and we're really, really fortunate to be able to have both the state represented here and our clinical partner. I think that's like something that's really cool. So the recognition that this requires commitment from the provider and the agency is really an important takeaway here. So some next steps for us. Us at the Department of Health, we need to declare readiness for electronic case reporting in July of 2017 to be prepared for meaningful use 3 in 2018. So as I just said, this will require our preparation, and then we also need the provider to be able to send those reports to us and for us to be able to receive them. So we're currently working on our second sample of similar case reports. Later in the summer, we're hoping to do a full batch of data, which will include cases and non-cases, and that'll emulate a clinical data repository, which is currently being built in Washington State. Lastly, Planned Parenthood is currently onboarding to the state HIE, which is also a component of transport that we'd like to incorporate into future phases. Thank you to the SUNBE grant and to Planned Parenthood and to Rita, who's here in the audience, and to the rest of the SUNBE team. And you had some thank yous now.
It's there. Okay. She's not here, but.
Do we have any questions? Oh, geez. Yeah, you really can't see.
Hi, Jim Collins from Michigan. I don't know.
I guess. There you go. Yeah.
This is great, and I think your experience, I think if you can share that broadly, I think it's going to help other folks with the adoption. And I really am appreciative of the fact that you're working with your state HIE infrastructure now, too, because I think that's critical. I have a real specific question, because something came up yesterday during discussions about the medications. So if they are going to show up in a treatment field or a prescription field, and does it show up in a treatment field because you give them the medications there to take home? Or because I was told, and I heard this yesterday, I might have misheard it, that there's no place in the CCD that we have, or there's no place to have the prescription transferred?
The
EITR. And the guide. It's in the CDA, but it's not in the EICR. But if it's in the treatment, there's a place for it. So I just don't know. Does it show up in different places based on whether they get the medicine there?
I think that's for our next speaker to answer.
Okay, I'm going to count on it.
I think what we found is it was so we were only dealing with CCDs. I can't speak to the EICR at all.
We didn't.
It was the standard place was medications, and it was sort of a list of the medications, whether they were active or active at the time of the encounter.
There's nothing more fun than building an interface with such a willing collaborator. It can be a lot of fun, despite the challenges. So often we run into non-willing or indifferent collaborators, and I don't know if you guys are in a position to address it, but it seems to be the big issue in the public health case report challenge we're going to face is what kind of carrot or stick do we have to get partners like yourself to engage with public health?
Meaningful use. I mean...
And if
it
we can figure
one avenue. Yeah.
If we can figure this out pretty well, then I think that we'll have more of a more streamlined process.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I think the big challenge is we have no national standard for how we have to send messages, right? So I forgot to mention, oh, by the way, the way that we have to send messages, direct capital D, not lowercase d, direct messaging. So we have that enabled as a free product in NextGen. Washington DOH didn't have the ability to accept those messages. So I forgot that layer too, right? So I was like, oh, I can send these to you. Oh, we can't accept those. What? So we I think we have to, again, the goal would be being able to exchange data freely, right? And we're so not there yet that I don't know how we get there.
This is Lei Zhang from the Southern Nevada Health District. It's a great presentation. I would like to learn, again, those templates, bring back to our district, implement there. My question is, okay, right now is the provider send data to the Department of Health, and how do you integrate the information in the case reporting into your surveillance system? For the STD specific, many times a patient can show up at a clinic. They have multiple conditions like chlamydia, gonorrhea, co-infections, maybe the medication. They have several medications. How to disseminate the information integrate into your surveillance system? Insert to the different case. For example, this case is 200, that one is 300, syphilis, those things. Thank you.
So we'll actually, our plan is to use our agency-wide integration engine, which is Rhapsody. So that's also a future phase, but very forward-thinking. Thanks. Sure. We're actually running short on time, but any other questions, just find us after.